And then I said, that's not my leg. That was my dog. Oh, it's a
what is this?
Man. What?
This. Why is Colby here?
He's up here visiting.
Yeah, but why is he on the show? Why is he here?
Well, he drove like 2.5 hours. I figured it would be.
That doesn't mean this is not his show. You have a show with him. This
we did
is my
that
show.
Earlier, though.
That's fine. But he should not be on my show.
Well, you
he
could
has
be
his.
On our show.
No, he has his. This is ours. He does not need to be here.
I feel awkward.
You know what? You should.
You don't need to
feel awkward.
You're
butting into my
okay.
time right now.
There's nothing wrong with you being here.
The point is, he's not supposed to be here. This is not his show. He's got his own show with his actual name in it. I don't even get my name in it. It's like, oh,
my name isn't in the show either. My name isn't in the show either,
Katrina. Yeah, but you've got... How many shows? This
one.
Is mine.
I've got one show.
He shouldn't be here.
And one
I'm not
show.
Doing the show if he's here.
Yeah, you will. He's
no,
gonna
I'm
be
not.
On it. It's gonna be okay.
No.
You're still
he,
the host.
If he stays, I'm leaving.
No, you won't.
Whatever.
Katrina! Come back!
Fuck you!
Katrina!
Oh, no.
Well, Colby, I guess it's just me and you, brother.
Power.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
And Colby today. Thank you, Charles. And thank you, pigs and piglets. And welcome to Life, the show about stuff. Last week I commented on how I didn't know how to open it, and I didn't really pontificate on that at all. Did you guys hear that big word?
Pontificate.
I don't know what that word means.
It means that... I don't know what it means. But it's important.
Made words up.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't pontificate very much on that. And I probably should have. This is Life. We do an hour of stuff that you want to hear every week. How's that?
Oh, yeah. That works.
Okay, cool. Today on the show, we get to your letters that
Yay.
You so graciously wrote in. And then we also... Well, actually, I don't have any prep besides that. However, Katrina has some stuff written down that I'm going to mention up top so you can personally write her if she doesn't discuss these things that I want her to talk about. Which, now I'm reading for the first time. I would love to hear about the Walmart key line, her roommates, Twitter, and she has the heat also capitalized. Which, any chance I have to bring out the sizzling sound effect is just brilliant, and I'm Yay. So excited to bring out the sizzle. So, yeah, if you want to shoot us an email and be read on the air like all these people that are going to be read on the air today, you can do so at life@duo.com. DEWOH.com.
.com.
.com is spelled .com, just in case.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, now you do, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and that Katrina's
really
not really mad that Colby's here.
Really helped
yeah,
me
I
out.
Am.
She's really not.
We'll see.
Okay. So, yeah, let's just get started. Katrina.
Yes. Where would you like me to start?
Well, maybe you should start with a little backstory on how you moved here.
Okay, well, I packed my car.
Okay.
And then I loaded a truck.
Well, no, like, I literally meant you should tell how you moved here.
Like, you moved into your new apartment
like
today.
Chris doesn't use her microphone.
Like that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, so we left about, like, 6-something. Not 6-something. I got up about 6-something. We got
didn't
to town.
Leave till 10.
No, that's not true. I told my parents I wanted to be here by 8.
It took her that long to get her new fancy haircut.
Shut up. My haircut is awesome.
Oh, I thought you didn't get one.
I did get one. I was being a smartass when you asked about it. Focus point.
Okay.
I moved in today. So, we get to town. It's like 8:30 something. And I go to the office or whatever to get my
Where'd you leave from?
Onega. Onega!
Did you pass the melted siding house and the burned down ice cream stand on your way here?
No, you don't go through the town. I live outside of town.
Oh, of course
I've
you do.
Gone over this. Yep. Anyway. I love how you just had to bring Onega into it yet again.
I love Onega.
I mean,
it's my favorite town. That's enough. That's all the sound we need anymore.
So whatever. Anyway, so I wait and get my key.
You go ahead. No, it's cool.
Kidding. And there's like a waiting line, so I have to wait like 10-20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then that gets done, whatever. Okay, so my roommate forewarns me. My roommate forewarns me that she's like, okay, we've signed up for electricity, but it may not get turned on until Tuesday. I'm just like, oh shit.
Okay.
Crap. And so we're like, whatever. I'm conflicting with my parents. I'm just like, get me out of my house. Like, I need out. I don't care how hot
yeah.
it is. I don't care what it is. Whatever. Get me out.
Yeah, plus you're going to spend most of the day here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Where we have the air conditioner currently set, I believe it no longer shows a temperature. It actually has a picture of a penguin. That's how cold we have. the temperature set to.
And it does not feel that cold.
No, it doesn't. It's because there's 18 people in here. Although you're both wearing blankets, so I don't want to, I don't really believe that you're not cold. It's not cold.
It's chilly, but it's just comfortable to have a blanket on.
Okay. Blankets are the best.
It's like I'm doing a radio show with polio victims.
Isn't polio, that affects how you walk, not whether you have blankets.
Polio victims have blankets on their arms.
Okay, got it.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, so I'm moving in, and the first thing we noticed...
That's for me.
I know.
It's delayed. I had to switch tabs, but it's there for me.
It's okay. And so we get up to our room, and it's like, oh, okay, we've got electricity. Woohoo, that's exciting. And so what's the first thing we do is we shut
Turn on the air conditioner.
We shut on the air conditioner, and we shut all the windows.
Shut on the air conditioner.
Shut all the windows, turn on the air conditioner. Whatever, you knew what I meant. And so... Anyway, and so we're noticing, like, half an hour later, it's like, oh, okay, it's still kind of warm in here. You know, maybe it's just taking that long to cool it off. And, like, we keep cranking it down.
The thing wasn't charged, was it?
Two, three hours later, we're like, okay, we're starting to call the office at this point. Like, so my roommate calls, and then my mom calls, and they're like, okay, we'll get someone out there soon.
It's always a good sign when you move into your apartment, and the first thing you have to do is call the landlord.
Yeah. Don't get me started. There's so much wrong with my apartment.
Did you
right
walk
now.
In there and you turn on the lights and there's like cockroaches running all around?
Not quite. But there is cat hair all over the floor and there's stains all over the floor because they didn't clean it out. Yeah.
Your landlord didn't do that?
And the previous roommates or the previous owners.
What kind of hair was there?
Cat hair.
Cat hair. Does it sound like this?
Sure.
Okay, just curious.
Okay, so anyway, so that's happening like 10 o'clock, not even 11. 10 o'clock. The repairman doesn't show up till 4 or 5
in the
afternoon.
He was busy. It was hot.
And I'm sure they told you that he'd be there way earlier. But
well, they just said we'll get him out here soon.
Okay.
Soon, several hours later. Whatever. Yeah. And so we're dealing with stuff, and like, so my roommates have all left, and so it's just been me and my parents all
day. Your parents helped you move?
All day.
Your parents helped you move?
Yes, my parents helped me move.
Awkward.
Yeah. And so...
How'd they deal with your, like, drawer porno?
I took care of it.
I was making sure.
I don't think.
Well, I'll edit that
They
out.
Didn't comment on it. Anyway.
I'll edit that part out.
And so... and so... I lost my thought.
So
the repairman... The repairman finally comes, and he checks it out, and he's like, okay, where's your breaker box? Which, while I was gone, our landlord came up and was like, oh, FYI, your breaker box is in your, like, the apartment over, in their apartment. What the hell is it doing over there? Like, come
so
on.
They could like flip a switch,
yeah,
and your electricity will go off.
Well, yeah, they
don't
they
ever
them all.
Piss them off.
That is the greatest thing in the world for them.
But anyway, so the repairman comes. We tell him that, and he's like checking things out.
Where do you live? Because I've totally got to get that place. That is the new apartment I'm moving into.
Collegiate Villa.
I'm totally moving in there, and all the people that are listening, that's where Katrina lives.
But anyway, and so. He comes, he checks things out, and he's looking around. So this is what the verdict is.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in our apartment, like, complex,
yes,
has air conditioning and electricity.
You.
Except for us. And so he has to call the company, and the company's going to come out tomorrow or something and flip a switch.
Because obviously, flip a switch. It takes, basically, like, 12 people to come out
and
check it out.
All it is it's KPNL's something crap that I don't understand, and basically all they have to do is flip a switch, from the way I understood it. Just like, really? So I spent... all day from 8:30 this morning till like, what time did I get here? 7?
Yeah.
Sure.
So we'll go seven. So a whole like 11 hours in this apartment with no air. None of us brought fans. Nothing. Putting together bookshelves.
Well, you did know you weren't going to have electricity, right?
We knew that. So it was like, yeah, that's okay. But it messes with your psyche to have electricity. And then, oh, crap.
That totally messes with my psyche.
Psyche, whatever. So, I hate you. You're so mean to me. Why don't we even talk?
When I first, when I moved out of my first apartment in Wichita into my two-bedroom apartment, it didn't have air conditioning. But unlike you, I don't like calling people. So I sat in the heat for like, well, you knew. How long was it? Like probably 3 or 4 days?
Yes.
Before I gave up.
Quite ridiculous.
And I just called them and it was like the easiest fix for them ever. Like some guy just walked up with like this hose and just plugged it in and pushed a button and then it worked. And like it happened in 5 seconds.
See, I'm the same way because like my roommate was the one that called and then later it was my mom that called.
I was like, it'll fix itself.
And then
my car smells like gasoline. It's probably okay.
Heart died on the way to work.
Heart's not pounding anymore. Nah, I'll probably live. Leg having spasms? It's all right.
Yeah, we still have to have that health show.
Yeah, it's going to happen. We have a bonus show this week.
Yeah. But anyway, so as Dad and I are putting stuff together, my dad ended up taking a shower throughout the day because he got so sweaty and nasty.
And he found your box of porn.
And, well, yeah, shoot. And mom kept nagging me.
Dad, are you in the shower?
No.
Oh, man.
This is where you need that banjo playing now. Like, come on.
Why?
Because my dad in the shower, me being the daughter, hillbilly, redneck.
Incest.
Yeah, like, did I really need to put that together for you?
Yeah, because that's disturbing. I just don't think that way, Katrina.
God.
In fact, I'm disgusted that you even brought that up in
whatever.
The show.
Anyway.
You were the one who brought it up in the first place.
Shh. Whose side are you on, man? She yelled at you 10 minutes ago.
Yes, but we both hate that cat song.
Yeah.
This cat song?
We're a unified front.
I can't hear you. You just keep...
This cat overpowered you. What about this? You hate this?
Yes. Absolutely. It took me a while to figure out what it was due to the low volume of these speakers, but yes.
I'll turn them up a little bit
for you. The history of this whole you and me kind of thing, I hate that.
Yeah.
You play
angry eyes. You got angry eyes.
It's the best sound effect ever.
You
can't play that too much. You can't play it too much.
Anyway, so as Dad,
yes. Anyway,
Dad and I are sitting in the heat, sweating and nasty and whatever, and putting it together. My mom, who did absolutely nothing today, absolutely nothing. She sits in a chair. She stayed in our apartment to open doors for everyone who was bringing stuff in.
That's an important job. Okay, that's the job I usually do. Don't put that down.
It's just whatever. And so. She's sitting, sweating in the chair, and I'm, you know, actually still working with my dad. And she's just like, Katrina, why don't you go get your phone and call and see when the repairman's gonna be here? Why don't you go get your phone? Why don't you go do this? Why don't you do that? I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna do it. I'll sit here and sweat. Whatevs.
So she said to your mom?
No, I just.
Mom, I'm just gonna sit here and sweat. Whatevs.
I just didn't answer. That's what I do.
You just walked off.
No, Dad and I were working, and
Katrina, will you go call and get the air conditioner fixed? Walk off.
It wouldn't be the first time, and it won't be the last. I've done that before.
That'd be pretty funny to witness, actually.
So, anyway, that's where the heat comes in, because I got so nasty, and it was so hot. It actually is a thermostat in our apartment, and it started at, like, 91 when we first got in there, and when we left, it was, like, 103 within
that's
the apartment.
Ridiculous.
It was awful.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
That's why I was tired and cranky when I got here.
Oh, you were cranky? I didn't notice.
Chris noticed. That's all that matters.
That was sarcasm, I noticed. I just didn't care.
I know. It's okay, because half the time I just like hearing myself talk, so it's okay.
I'm cranky! Okay, is that all the stories you have for moving?
The Walmart key story.
Okay, so...
Because we can't take a break any second you want. It's like whenever you want a segment.
Okay. Well.
That's all, folks.
Okay, Mr. Pig.
Mr. Pig!
I couldn't think of his name!
Just the other night I was watching on my DVR player!
It's Porky the Pig! Porky the Pig!
I saw Mr. Pig walking around!
I knew it was Looney Tunes! Which, by the way, is crap now. If you watch them, they're awful.
That's probably true.
All the voices are different and their, like, personalities are different. But
I've not watched
their personalities are, like, Bugs Bunny's in, like, a red robe and smoking.
Yeah.
This is what's up, Doc. I'm gonna read War and Peace tonight. And the Tasmanian devil just like walks in with a plate of hors d'oeuvres.
So they all become fancy now or something?
Apparently.
They're not
what about
Looney
Daffy
Tunes
Duck's
anymore?
On the street selling himself?
Daffy Duck already wears a bow tie. He's halfway there,
so he became
there,
unfancy.
Yeah, okay.
Their personalities are different.
Okay, it's
so
opposite.
He was fancy, now he's not.
Donald Daffy Duck is now a streetwalker, and Bugs Bunny is a fine Texas gentleman.
All right.
There you go.
We're settled.
Okay. It's happening. Call Warner Brothers. Let's talk them into that $1 million idea.
Okay. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, at one point within this day, Katie and I decided to get... They give us one key, and they're like, you guys need to go make copies of it. So we're like... That doesn't make sense. But anyway, and so we go to Walmart, and we pick out these really cute keys and whatever. We're standing in line.
Tell me when it's appropriate, and I'll play it.
It's not going to be appropriate for a little while.
for a little while. All
What's
right.
Katrina's next story?
Ooh, me to know, you to find out. And so...
That's what the show's here for us to find out.
Anyway, no, so we're standing in line, and there's like maybe 3-4 people in front of us. No big deal. But the one person at the very front of the line takes for flipping ever. Like, come on, woman or cashier person. I don't know which. And...
Was she a woman?
There's a woman, and then there was a guy behind the counter.
Oh, so you don't know which one was taking more longer.
Exactly.
I thought it was a nondescript gender employee working behind the counter.
Oh, I can't tell what it is.
What is that thing? Is that Jabba?
And so you can only get your keys done at the tire center. So, like, that's why I think it was taking so long. It's like, okay, what kind of tire do you want? Do you want
that's what they were asking. Do you want the round one, or do you want the square tire? Because we got all of them up in here. This is Onega.
Anyway, so just it's ridiculous, and this guy stayed behind me.
Yeah, a tire tastes like watermelon.
So then, but then end up.
You know what that meant.
And so there's other people behind us at this point, and we're waiting, and this person. I'm just listening.
Just
plow on. I need to learn to just plow through.
Yes,
but anyway.
This plow. You're good at plowing.
Shut up. Anyway, and so. And so we're standing in line, and like more and more people are like piling behind us.
That's what happens in lines, yeah.
And so then finally the manager comes out, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry for your wait. I'm sorry for your wait. And they're like, is anyone that just needs to check out? Like, I'll take the people that just need to check out over to this place.
Yeah, and everybody but you got out of the line, right?
No one left the line. No one left the line.
Of course.
And finally, this woman and her kids finally leave, and it's like, okay, we move one step closer. And the next person is like, one person gets a key. Okay, that's fine. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The next person goes through, like, a whole car detail of, like, I want four tires, I want them rotated.
Watermelon flavored.
And, like, and the kid that was doing
mud flaps with Yosemite Sam, the fine gentleman.
And the kid filling out the paperwork is just, like, continuing to ask him, like, okay, do you want the balance done? Do you want it done per tire? Do you want it done this way? Do you want it done that way? And going through all the prices. And I'm just like, what the crap?
Yankee, I don't know what you talk about. I just want the watermelon flavored tires, and I want the mud flaps with Yosemite Sam.
And so, finally.
And take it back to Onega. Where I live.
And finally they bring out another cashier. And then the kid, little guy, whatever, in front of us is old and he's foreign of some kind. I don't want
to
take
a guess.
Would
you like to have your tire changed?
And he's not bad. But anyway, and so it's like.
The best accent I've ever done. Hello, I'm Paul McCartney. How to change your tire.
And so you can't even understand him because he talks really low on top of his accent. So it's like,
oh, would you like the tire change?
Exactly
kind
what
of,
it
kind
was.
Kind of like that.
Would you like the tire change? What, you can't even hear what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying right now?
What? No, what?
I'm purposely trying to make it hard for you to hear me.
Sir, all I want is my tires rotated.
Tires rotated. I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm from Ukraine.
Him be Matthew. He would have been epic at that one we did. With the skit where he's like, with the
pizza. Because Matthew's like a Ukrainian man?
Yeah, apparently.
No, but it seems worse,
it.
Too. It would add to the
that's
stupidity
like,
of it.
Matthew's Russian. Let's get him up in there.
It's kind of Russian, Arabian mix. I don't know what my accent is.
Anyway, and so
I'm gonna wear out my key for the banjo.
And so finally, whatever, this foreign dude gets through stuff, and then he can't swipe his card. He swipes his card three times, and
why
each
is
time
his card not working.
I don't know. I think he kept hitting like credit card, and then finally, when the cashier
cancel. Oh, dog, I hit cancel again. Oh, sorry, I gotta try one more time. Here I go, swipe. Okay, my PIN number is KKKX.
That's awful.
The letters on the numbers.
So finally, the cashier walks around, and that's when the guy's like, "Oh, it's a debit card." Really,
Colby?
Okay.
How would the man say that?
Oh, debit.
Exactly.
Debit?
Like,
I don't know what this debit is called. What country are you from? Debit?
This is my first week in America. My accent is horrible tonight. What is this? I'm just going to talk my accent. Hey, what's up, everybody? I am from Australia. Mate, good day.
Anyway, so the one kid getting his tires done, still going through like questionnaire of like everything he wants done with these four tires.
What was longer, the late wait in line or the length of this segment?
The length of the segment, because it just insinuates how long I waited in line.
Yes.
So finally we get up there. It's our turn.
Okay.
And the guy's like, "This key is too big." What the crap? So Katie, like, thankfully my
machine only holds tiny keys.
This
that
key
one was pretty
is
good.
Too
that was a good
big.
One. But anyway, so Katie
my
gets a new one.
Too big.
Whatever.
God. That's so old.
I don't even know
okay,
why that
to
came
end
up.
This.
Yes, please.
To end this.
For the love of Pete.
Our attendant, whatever, took forever to do these keys, and he looked completely clueless. He's like, oh, which one do I do?
I
this
the
or
key
that?
Right into the key slot. Gently.
flip the switch and start the grinder while the key is being made with friction. Can we go to break now?
Yes, we can, because I'm done.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure you don't want to cleanse the palate of everybody with something that isn't that to end with?
Just end with the music.
This is life.
I don't care what you do. Welcome back to life.
I hate that commercial.
That is my favorite commercial.
That is my commercial, and you screwed it up with this stupid, like, country music.
You mean your theme song? I screwed it up with
your theme song. Yeah, my theme song that you dubbed for me that
I think, hey, raise your hand if you think that song fits that ad perfectly. Everybody raise their hand.
That's not fair, Colby. You're not supposed to
apologize. I like that music.
It's good music.
And his hick accent is pretty funny to listen to.
Yeah, see? And sorry, Katrina. Sorry.
You did say DVR player.
Yes.
I still don't get why that's such a bad thing.
It's a digital video recorder.
It's like saying ATM machine.
No, I do say ATM machine.
Of course you do. It's the automatic teller machine.
Well, yes, but you don't like say all that word, so you don't just
like. It's an acronym. It's like saying ASAP possible. You don't say that.
That's a better digital analogy. Video recorder player.
Well, it records it, and therefore it has to play it. I mean, I'm still just... that's.
It is a player. It's like saying iPhone phone.
Whatever. Just move on. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You brought it up!
I know, I hate it. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to play it every break today.
I know.
I'm going to play the same Amazon commercial every break. Oh, shoot. We were supposed to have a pre-show meeting that I was going to surprise you guys with, and I totally forgot because we went and ate instead.
Yeah, no.
Good job.
Because you told me you had a surprise for me, and I forgot that.
Well, it was Colby. Colby was your surprise. I didn't realize
surprise.
That Chris
had... Yeah, Chris had already texted me. Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. I don't really want to, but we're going to do this.
Well, I didn't want to tell you ahead of time because I didn't actually know if Colby was going to show up. Because, like,
he's could a flake?
Have... Well, no, he could have slept through it.
Like I almost did.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't want to be like, Colby's coming up tomorrow, because the last time I did that, he didn't come up.
That's okay.
Yeah, he got locked in a closet. He couldn't get out for 3 weeks.
I was trapped for 4 days. No food, no water.
He was forced to eat Colton.
Did you call someone to unlock the door?
No, his family was on vacation, and they showed back up and let him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dogs formed a pyramid, and Buster turned the knob. There's a joke that Katrina won't understand.
Yeah, I would.
Colby has a dog named Buster.
And he's fat.
Fat is Jabba the Hutt. This dog is Mars. Okay? My favorite story when I describe how fat this dog is that one time I was in the kitchen and his mom was cooking something, and she had paper plates. An empty paper plate accidentally fell off the pile of paper plates onto the floor, and that dog moved like grease lightning to eat that plate. And there was nothing on it. It was just an empty plate, and he's like, ah, ah, and you could see like his eyes turn red with a fever of another world. And he just started chewing the styrofoam plate, and he probably ate like an eighth of it before he realized there was no food on it. He was just eating paper. It was awesome. And Colby took this picture from one time where he was so fat that you literally couldn't see his back legs, so it looked like he was a walrus.
Okay.
And another time, Colby's dog got really high because he had to get his teeth taken out. And so,
was my other one. That was Sparky. Yeah, oh Sparky. My god! Yeah, he was.
And then he has another dog named Angel.
Too gone.
And it's really funny because his mom loves those dogs, and sometimes when they're gone, they get crazy and they just yip at each other. So sometimes it sounds like there's a giant mass attack of dogs out in the other room. Like when we used to do shows, we'd be in there and we'd just hear like. In the other rooms, and we'd be like, "What are your dogs doing?" It was great. Yes.
I want a dog.
I want a giant fat dog.
You can take Buster.
That's what I was gonna say. You want to take his dog?
He couldn't. He wouldn't survive the ride up here. And that's what constantly feeding him beef jerky. That was me feeding him beef jerky.
Yeah,
and eating
it.
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they. Viewers at home couldn't see. They might have just thought I was having some type of stroke.
Well, you do that a lot. So
I do. I have strokes every day. Every day I have a stroke.
Every day you wake up again.
Gotta move past that comment. So, Katrina, what's up? How's it going? Talk about anything else, please.
So, as I was moving in, there was a car accident. because this. I'm 11.
No one responded. That's why it was funny.
I was waiting for like, oh, really, or something like. Yeah, I know. It's in a parking lot.
And we were all waiting for like, and everybody died or something. That's his car accident. No. And everybody was dead.
It was actually kind of a weak accident, but it was still like, oh, hey, look, some it's guy right in front of us.
What happened is a guy was just driving. And he was going way too fast down a dirt road, and some Yankee opened up his car and scraped up his Chevy. What a tragedy.
I actually don't think either one was a Chevy.
Was it an Onega?
No, it was when I moved in today.
Yeah, well, Manhattan has luxury
vehicles.
My dad
doesn't, oh, we actually do have a Chevy.
But shocker!
The one he brought today was his Dodge.
I love playing just a tiny bit of it now.
Whatever. Anyway, so this, I think she was stupid because she's driving a truck, i.e. just a bigger vehicle.
Yes.
And she's pulling into this spot, which is right beside a bigger truck that's got duals on it, which i.e. that's, you know, two tires, big tires on the back.
Two tires, two strokes. Power strokes. Power stroke engines. Okay.
And so this girl is driving and she whips it around like it's some tiny car. And she gets it caught on the tailgate, the tail end of this other truck, this big, huge truck. So what does she do? She reverses and almost rips the bumper off.
But smart.
It was ridiculous. And then there was a big crowd. And then the girl was freaking out. She's like, this is my dad's truck. He's going to kill me. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't have brought your dad's truck now, should you?
Yeah.
But
is that what you said to her?
No.
You stopped your car and got out. I'm like, you shouldn't have drove that truck, girlfriend.
No, I was.
That time you were a nice urban lady instead of being the cowgirl that I turn you out to be. Did you see how I wasn't racist? You said urban lady.
Urban lady.
Any race. Any race at all.
Except now you've made it stand out.
No, because it could be any race. She's white. She's white. She's Jewish.
So she's your mom.
She's my mom was in the truck, and it was her dad's. My grandpa and mom were in town.
But anyway, it was kind of ridiculous, and I was just like, "Holy crap!" Like, I'm glad that's why I wasn't driving that day. Like, I had my
because
dad.
That accident. You weren't? Didn't you
that,
drive?
No,
by?
Like,
and wasn't
I'll,
it
I'll,
that
okay.
day today?
Okay, fine. I'll explain what I mean by that because you guys don't understand my language.
That's what we don't understand.
Okay, so I pulled into a parking spot. And I parked it. Sorry. And Dad was like, "Hey, don't you wanna back it in so we can get to your trunk where everything is?"
Dad wanted you to back it in.
Anyway, and
what's
so
what's wrong with me today?
This is where it comes in. I was like, "Okay, why not?"
No one listens to this show.
I know I can't reverse very well, so it's like, you know, I'm gonna have my dad do it. Like, why would this girl who doesn't know how to drive a truck be driving this truck? Like. Have someone who knows how to drive.
Yeah.
Drive it.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, talk about your roommates, because that story was really boring.
I know. At least I did prep for the show tonight, you know?
I know.
Just saying.
I'm
just
sorry.
Saying.
I only launched a website. That's all I did.
Have you brought up any topics?
Yeah.
He brought up Colby. Period.
Colby.
I thought up the hilarious opening to this show.
That took you, what, all of 2 seconds?
I'm sorry that my genius doesn't take longer. Next time I'll look like I'm working for longer.
Look like you're working. Precisely. You're always looking like you're working. But are you? No.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I.e., we should hang out more, and I want to hang out with you.
This got really sad all of a sudden.
I know. It's okay. Whatever. That's because I'm also on a roller coaster of emotions today.
I'm in a glass box of emotion. Anyone understand that reference besides Colby?
Nope.
No.
Okay. That's sad.
That's why.
That's because you guys just have a sick and twisted life.
No, that's because we've watched popular movies.
Yeah.
Anchorman.
It's like, I see. I didn't like Anchorman. That's why
what?
I don't remember it.
This show's over.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Yep, it is. Yep.
No, it's not.
This is life.
That was just for effect. We're not really going to commercials.
Okay, so my roommates.
Yes.
This is probably also going to be boring because apparently everything else I'm talking about tonight is
no, boring. No, that last one was the only mildly boring thing, and it wasn't even mildly boring. It was okay because of my hilariousness.
Okay, whatever. So you're always going to be my savior if I have
my
a crappy
story. My shoulder hurts.
My
sorry.
Neck hurts.
It's just like, it hurts so bad that like I had to comment on it.
Makes sense.
And it's not my usual shoulder, which is worrisome.
So you're used to having pain in one shoulder but not the other one?
Well, this one. Like,
the one
I
that
eat
you
your
point
right
to.
One.
When is the only time you've ever seen me miss work?
When you couldn't move your arm.
That's right. My shoulder is like serious business. It's the only time I've ever like not worked is when my shoulder hurt that one time, and Colby had to run the Beautiful Monsters live show.
That was.
And he did a pretty good
fun.
Job.
not fun.
It was you did a pretty good job. But yeah, so the fact that my other shoulder hurts is not good.
Yeah, that would be
now
kind
of both of your arms are gonna be like incapacitated.
Walk in tomorrow to work with like my arms propped up type like this. Type with my nose on the keyboard. It'd be pretty great. It could have something to do with the fact that all I do is sit in front of a computer.
I would think so.
I move mannequins all day. Like those two things are what's happening. Like both arm intensive tasks.
I think a lot
you
of
played
just...
basketball tonight, which is a lot of
maybe,
shooting.
No, that doesn't. I don't use my shoulders for that.
You kind of do.
Shoot.
Put it
the only thing.
Your fingers,
you really
bro. Use your fingers too.
Your fingers shot the basketball up in the air without moving your shoulder.
More like push. Yeah, I guess my shoulder moves, but my shooting arm is my.
That's your
right.
left.
How do I? No, I shoot with my right hand. So
yeah, but even both your shoulders are
although
moving.
Although it
up.
Doesn't hurt when I put my arm up like this.
Well, leave
it's
your arm
either
like
a sign.
Just leave your arm up in the air.
I am sometimes a
hail,
Nazi.
Yeah, Hail Hitler.
I need to keep my arm. We'll walk into work like this tomorrow.
That would be hilarious and ironic.
And I'd get fired.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you're just like, but I'm Jewish.
It hurts, though. It really does. I'm just going to try to move. I'm sorry. Continue about your roommates.
Okay. I'm just... We may have...
Are they ever going to listen to this? Are you going to tell them about it? I'm sure they're going to have to find out about it. But what,
if so...
I'll
probably tell them about it, but I doubt if they'll listen just because they've got...
Lives.
Lives. Yeah. Pretty much. That's what I was going for. Yeah. But no, so this is just more like a preempt to, like, we may be talking about them later, because I don't know if I'm going to get along with them.
Gotcha. So how many of them do you know? Just the one that you're in the room with?
I know Sarah. So that's a 3-bedroom apartment, for those that don't know. And
which would be everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the person who's in your house right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thanks. I didn't have to switch over. That made it helpful.
I was helping
anyway,
your shoulder.
Anyway, so there's 3 of us.
What? Never mind.
Four
Move
of us.
On.
Okay, so there's 4 of us.
4 of you in a 3-bedroom apartment.
In a 3-bedroom. And I'm the one sharing the bedroom.
Yes.
With my friend Sarah, who I lived in the dorms with the past 2 years. And the other 2 girls are girls she went to school with or knew just previously through high school. And so, and they're both stereotypical sorority girls. You know, they're big into their sorority, big into their lives, big into their boyfriends, whatever.
So they're in a sorority.
Yes.
They don't live in the sorority house?
No, they did last year.
You don't have to live in the sorority house
to
be in a sorority?
No. And a fair amount of them don't.
Yeah.
This is the sound of
that
my
and
mind.
And sorority houses aren't big enough to
house
fit
everyone. In
I thought
sorority.
That they were selective and like they only let people
they're
in.
They're kind of selective,
fit.
But they're not really selective.
Like
they're
you have to be hot. Selective. Are there any fat sorority girls?
Yes. There are lots of them.
They should
I'm
be
surprised.
Removed.
That's sad because I think so too.
Yeah, they should
I feel like certain sororities
well,
are
I'm not being
more selective.
Well, and I'm not being sexist because I don't think the fat men should be allowed in fraternities. It should be hot people.
Yeah,
because aren't fraternities and sororities like
that's
America's
how kind of
best?
Started, kind of.
Fat
maybe.
People aren't good. Get them out. Know. We only want skinny people. Could you imagine a fat president? Andrew Garfield. He
Dick
sucked.
Cheney. Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney was not president.
I know, he was vice president.
Yes.
But anyway, we won't go into politics. That's a touchy subject.
Dick Cheney!
Anyway.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm going to get along with them, and I'm kind of concerned with, you know, sharing the room and how guy situation's going to work out. Like, we've talked about it. But
how are you going to be with a dude? With Sarah in your room?
If there's
any
carefully.
Hot threesomes,
no.
You better tell me about them in detail.
No, I don't.
That part is only for the paid people. Mark that down. Anyway, yes.
So far what we have
people, if you want to hear what I just said, please buy the version. It's $1.29. It's not very much.
So we've more or less discussed it, like, you know, if we have a guy over that we'll kind of talk about it, but for the most part the other one will sleep outside on the cat outside. We'll sleep on the couch.
It sounded
outside.
Like you said outside on the cat.
Well, it's because I caught myself, I was gonna say outside on the couch, but I was like not outside.
Cat?
Okay, and so now I'm stuck on saying
I'm treating that like the banjo.
And so that's what we've figured out so far. I don't know what we're gonna do about like the morning after sort of thing, like if we need in our rooms. And then when there's also, like, Katie and Alyssa are going to be with their boyfriends a lot, so we can always sleep in their bed, probably. Yeah. Not with the guy, obviously. Someone asked me that.
What's
like,
Alyssa's last name?
Johnson.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Why?
I work with an Alyssa, and if you lived with her, I would just have my mind blown hole.
No. No, because...
I said that backwards. Instead of saying mind hole blown, I said mind blown hole. Because I'm retarded.
Mind hole?
No.
I have a mind
actually,
hole that's blown.
I speak confusingly like that also.
Yes. That's why we work together and why we have no listeners.
Probably. Because you're just like, what are they talking about?
All of our
about?
Listeners are dyslexic. Like, finally, a show I understand. Everything is backwards on purpose. or on accident, because we don't mean to be retarded, but we are.
We're born that way. Anyway.
Thanks, lady.
And so...
Gaga. Lady, I know. Lady Gaga.
I got that.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, so anyway, so... Alyssa is super nice and down to earth, okay. But she has... Her voice is so annoying, and she's just... She's
kind
of, and she's kind of whiny.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shut up. Just shut up.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. Kind is of, that like her? Okay, we have got to convince Colby to move here just to be our man of 1,000 voices.
I know, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do all night. You talk about somebody, I'm going to make their voice.
That's great. We've only got 20 minutes left, but for that 20 minutes, you're going to make the best voices ever. So did you hear this news about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Duh. Everybody get to the chopper. Get down.
Perfect. Thank you, Arnold.
That's a great Arnold impression.
Thank you, Arnold.
And then Katie is super
it's
also
actually really good, which scared me.
I know.
Kind of makes me wonder what he does at night when he's just alone. I'm going to practice my Arnold tonight.
Say some other person.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, me Jackie Chan. You, spy of mystery.
Actually, that's pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, you're moving here. Okay. I'm slitting your car tires tonight. You're going to stay here, and you're going to be our personal monkey.
Dance, monkey, dance!
Yes. Big voices, monkey.
No.
Morgan Freeman.
Well, they say sometimes.
That's actually not bad.
You talk about the penguins, because then he talk about
penguins.
Those penguins.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
With Visa, you go
Visa.
Places.
Visa, MasterCard.
Okay, seriously, this is like, we found a voice prodigy and we didn't even know it.
This is hilarious. I didn't know I could
do this.
Who
would know from Schlarty this man can do voices?
Actually really good. I'm like, man. I want to give him one, but I feel like it's going to be a fail.
Yeah,
do it,
probably
do it.
Will.
Do it.
Like,
yeah, you're right. We should stop while
we should
he's
stop
awesome.
While
yeah,
I'm
we
ahead.
Should, we like, should move yep. on while
and
we
with
have...
With my luck, it's just going to be like crickets in the background. Like, you know, really, Katrini, that's the one you want him to do, like, of all people?
Which one were you going to say?
I was going to either go, like, with Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, or Steve Carell.
Yeah, I don't think
exactly. See,
just regular white people. Yeah. Like, there are no specific traits about the voice.
Colby, do me. Do me, man. Be me.
All right, man. Let's do this.
No, I'll be Colby. That's literally the only thing.
You fail.
What is this show? What were we talking about? Your roommates.
We were talking about roommates, and I got through one of them.
Okay. Let's go to break.
Yeah.
And we shall continue with this
maybe
horrible radio show yeah. when we get back.
This is Life.
And welcome back, everybody. To the
Toodles.
Train wreck that is today's show.
No kidding. I thought it'd be better than this. I was like, dude. And it's like, eh.
You know, from if I can offer some sage wisdom.
No.
Hold on a second.
I don't know if I
If I can offer
wisdom.
Some sage wisdom. Oh, it's not as loud as I wanted it to be because the music is currently being ducked. But the worst shows that we do are the best shows.
Oh, the irony.
I don't know if it's because people want to hear us fail. Or it's because whatever we think sucks is actually the best, we should just come in here and just do it half every day. But not every day.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, every week or whatever. You know, however that goes.
Whatevs.
So,
we'll find out if we get emails saying, that sucked. Why are you guys doing this?
I hope we get an email that says that sucked. Because that would just be the funniest thing ever. And actually, I'm glad you brought up emails because
I know we need to get to those.
I totally would have forgot.
Because I was going to tell you right at the beginning that we should do them first so we don't forget them.
Well, we're not going to do them first. We got to make people wait.
Wait and listen to see if your name is called.
Okay, we got...
We got a burp.
You guys disgust me. I almost
so how
nominated.
How many emails do we have? Like
five.
A lot? Or okay.
We got five.
Remember, three.
Well, I think we got
well,
like
see,
eight.
I, do, but
I think we got like eight or nine, but some of them aren't worth reading.
Okay, fair enough.
Because like Luke Matthew sent them in.
And Shay.
I would say no offense to the people that wrote in, but there's a spell check for a reason. Use it. Red squiggly equals right click. Remember that.
Equals answer.
Yes. And these people also, the reason I'm reading this is because they sent in their name and where they're from. And I like those letters because I like to see where people come from. Although none of my Estonian friends have written in yet. It's very sad.
Aww.
Although it is on the analytics for Duo USA Estonia. Shocker! People from Estonia still love our show. You do know Brian actually isn't doing any shows on here, Estonia, right? Okay, anyway.
Where is Estonia? What is Estonia?
Estonia is by Russia.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So they were big fans of Seth and Brian, and apparently they like to listen to my podcast for some reason. It's them and cool. Dwight Howard. let's read the Dwight Howard one first. Here we go. From Katie Timpett in Corona, California.
Wow.
I believe the home of the beer. I don't know if that's true. I made that up. But it's the same name. The Google Plus Dwight Howard guy is a fake Dwight Howard. That's why he's following you. Just thought you should know. After I got this letter, I
cried a little bit.
Crawled into a fetal position and sobbed for 3 straight days. And then I decided, it can't be true! And
yeah,
so
I don't think it's true either.
And I did some investigating. On Google Plus, there's this feature called Hangouts. And yes. Basically, it's like group video chat. Like, so Dwight Howard, let's just say Barbara, decided she wants to do a hangout. So she says, start a hangout. And then everybody in her circle then notices that she's doing a hangout and people can join Barbara's hangout and I'll just chat. Okay? Dwight Howard did a hangout. Pretty sure people would notice he was fake if he wasn't Dwight Howard. Because if he's some big fat white guy... People are going to notice that. If he looks like some type of demon where his shoulders are eating his head, then we know that it's Dwight Howard. So, I appreciate you saying that he's fake, but he's absolutely not. Otherwise,
at least you did your research and you're not just like, oh, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No, it's literally, it could have been a fake, but then he did a video hangout. No faker would be retarded enough to do a video.
Or maybe he's that intelligent.
Unless he just like held up a picture of his face and like put his lips through it. And he's like, I'm Dwight Howard, blah, blah, blah. Probably wouldn't have happened. Sorry I acted that out for everybody in the studio. Sorry about
okay.
that.
We'll survive.
Okay. James Worth. Don't know why I spread out his name like that. From Mossy Rock, Washington.
Wow.
Yeah, Mossy Rock, really. Love the new...
It's Washington. It's rainy. It's mossy.
Yeah, whatever. I love the new show, Seth. Katrina is here, too, by the way.
Yay! My show.
I usually hate girls on the radio. Their voices are too high, and it sounds like The View. But it seems like you and Katrina have some good chemistry. It's not as good as Seth or Brian or Seth and Colby, rest in peace. Not really. But I know after a while it'll be a great show in its own right. Yay. Thanks for coming back and making radio again.
So can I twist that and be like, do I have a deep voice? Sad face.
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
Your voice is not shrill. I think that's what I mean.
Yeah, I can.
You don't sound like
I would.
Fran Drescher, go.
Who is that?
Just do the wife from Family Guy.
Do Family Guy. Do
well, Painter, you know.
Bad. It's not bad.
Nah, that was pretty bad.
It needs to be a little more nasally.
Yeah. I don't got the nasal.
How was that?
I don't got the nasal effect.
That was horrible. Stacey Atherton. Sounds like a Greek god to me. From Rivesville, West Virginia.
Oh, someone on the East Coast.
Yes.
East-ish.
Katrina, you are totally right about Johnny Depp.
Thank you.
His movies are awesome. I'm totally on your side that Edward Scissorhands is a great movie, even if it is depressing. How dare Seth compare him to Matthew? That's horrible! Anyway, I love the show.
Yay.
Johnny Depp's kind of like Matthew.
You can think what you want. It's okay. That's what I'm
saying.
Did you see the picture of her shirt on the
blog? I did see the picture.
And was it not the most terrifying
thing
you've seen?
Like, I understand how it was creepy.
Yes.
But I don't normally sit quite like that.
That's true. Bill Maxert from Crown City, Ohio. Johnny Depp is a great actor, and there's no debating that. That shirt picture that's up on the blog is terrifying. Seth is a great man to be able to sit across for that thing for an hour and not have a heart attack. Have some mercy, Katrina. Our listeners are the best.
I love how he starts off, Johnny Depp is awesome, but...
Yeah. That shirt picture that's up on the blog is terrifying. And then the last letter we have to read today is from Jennifer Snide. Snide! From Etheridge, Tennessee. We got all different states today.
That's true. Yeah.
Are you with cars? I said that to my friends all day yesterday. They had no idea what I was talking about, so I showed them your show, and now we say it. We all say it all day.
Yay!
Are you with cars? She said it twice. I need to make an Are You With Cars t-shirt.
I think
design,
you should
apparently.
At this point.
Because it sounds like it's becoming some type of cult phenomenon, so to speak. Because Are You With Cars is sweeping the nation. people saying, "Are you with Cars?" all over the place.
Sweeping our fan base. Da, 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 da.
I did not think you were going to say fan base. You were going to say Fanny, and I was going to ask where you were going with that.
Our Fanny.
Don't know why you said that sexy. There was no need for that.
Just so you could play the sexy music?
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
You got to say Fanny, sexy. Do it. You're laughing. You're not doing
Fanny.
It.
Fanny.
Yes! I stopped the music just in time to get the isolation.
He also has a deep enough voice.
That was actually Katrina that said that.
Yep.
Good job, Katrina.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So, thank you people for writing in your fan letters.
I appreciate that.
This is our good... You like this fan letter music?
The music?
It's good fan letter
okay.
Music.
Yeah. No,
thanks for the hint.
Was
it better?
It's not bad, so clearly it's, you know.
But what would you prefer?
No, I think it's good. No, not bad. Because you can't focus
Stacey
on what you're
Atherton
reading.
From Rempsville, West Virginia. I keep wanting to say Wisconsin. Wisconsin does not have a V in it. Wisconsin.
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 I believe that's how some guy from
Germany or Sweden.
Or Germany. I was going to say
anywhere.
Slovakia. That's not a place. Oh, wait, it is, because there's over 300 countries. I know everything about countries. It's just starting as a one-off now, and I really enjoy that fact. So, anyway, thank you guys for sending in your reader letters. If you have more... I keep calling them reader letters. I've called them reader letters.
Reader letters.
Forever.
Listener letters,
no,
that's
like,
I guess.
No,
just call it like listener feedback
better.
Or yeah. Something like that. Instead of reader letters.
Yeah.
Because not only are they not letters, you don't read it.
Just listen to
the show.
Just do fan mail or fan letters or something.
Fan mail makes it sound like we're popular, though. Like we have fans.
Listener feedback.
We have people who we torture. We have prisoners. Yeah, we have audio prisoners, and they're writing us jail mail.
They're more like addicts.
Jail mail! If you want us to read your jail mail, go ahead and email us at life. I was going to say duo at life.com.
That's not it.
Life at duo.com, DEWOH.com, and we shall receive it post haste. And by we, I mean me, because Katrina doesn't have access to my email because she would see things she
that would be
meant to
bad.
See. Yeah. So, anyway.
Ooh, on an up note. On an up note, because
yes.
I want to bring it up.
Because that was a down note,
okay,
asking our listeners to
this
listeners
has been
emails.
On our, like, pre-write for, like, 3 weeks now.
Okay.
But I'm a hypocrite because I hated Twitter, and everyone's on Twitter, and I broke down and got a Twitter the other week.
Okay, let's talk about that after the break.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for throwing us to break so quickly.
I didn't, okay.
All right, cool, whatever. Let's get out of here.
Well, that's because I thought we were going to end the show soon, so that's why I was like, oh, wait,
we are.
No.
We've only taken two breaks. We got to take three.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Got a break.
Okay, all right. Go to break. Life
Do
show
it.
To break.
Do it.
This is life.
Good morning, listeners. Thank you for staying through that beautiful commercial break. Unless you're one of the generous souls who paid a sconce $1.29.
Sconce?
A sconce a word?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's
more
a
like, never mind.
Mix
that'd
between
be, that'd be a bad
like
word.
A windowsill and some type of breaded food.
It might be a household thing.
Whatever.
Scantily
clad.
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, scantily clad listeners, for purchasing the $1.29 version of our show. To hear that hilarious thing I said about Katrina and her roommates, and to also skip all the commercials. Although you may also want to download the free version because you're really not living life until you hear Katrina say DVR player.
Shut up!
Sometime I just need to play that in the middle of the show.
No.
Just so the people who only buy the premium version.
I do not like that.
Can actually hear the hilariousness of you saying DVR player.
Shut up.
It's pretty great.
Okay, but you realize I wrote that in like 5 minutes. So
do you realize
like
that I did
like,
mine on the fly? Didn't even
you
write
realize
it? And
that
I said
I'm not
bad
an impromptu
girl, which
person
is probably
like
the funniest
you are.
Thing ever.
I don't know what you said. I was talking at the same time as you.
Bad girl. Don't talk to her. I'm a bad girl. Okay, that's getting creepy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes. Okay. You have...
I have a Twitter.
You have like 5 minutes to go over Twitter.
Okay, I have a Twitter. I didn't like it because everyone got one and then all the news stations and every freaking person on this planet got one. I'm like, okay, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do it. But I was like, okay, being on the show, you have fans.
Twitter!
you being on the show, you have fans, you've got your stuff. So I was like, you know what? I should probably join this networking site and do it. So I did.
Yeah. Yay for
I have a Twitter. It's Katrina Abbott's from what I
you
remember.
You should spell that out.
Okay, it's Katrina like the hurricane, K-A-T-R-I-N-A.
Yeah, if you want to stop having people refer to you like the hurricane, maybe you should stop saying your name like
it
the hurricane.
It actually doesn't bother me because people tend to remember me more. Because if I don't say it, then they do. Like, oh, like the hurricane. It's like, no.
Is Katrina the person also a destructive force that killed millions of people?
Yes.
Yes, she is. With the power of her voice. Holy, impression of the hurricane, go! Beautiful. Beautiful. It's exactly what it sounded like. It's like I was there. It's like I was there, everybody. It also sounded like a Slurpee machine. That was horribly broke.
I don't know what a hurricane sounds like. And even if I did, I don't know how to make it with my mouth.
It sounds just like that. It sounds like I'm in a car wash. That was I like the sudden
random bursting time.
Someone sounded like an animal in the eye of the storm.
It sounded like a cat getting ripped apart.
I'm not going to be able to listen to this one at work because I'm going to start laughing out loud. It's going to be the quiet office. I'm going to be like, ah! Colby just sucked. I'm like, what are you listening to? Oh goodness. Okay, so you joined Twitter. Congratulations on all your success.
Success. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Colby's been on Twitter for like 3 years, and then he got off, and now he no longer checks it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't never. Check it yet. I'm not
I
really
update
into it.
All
the time,
all
I know.
The time.
I know you do. It's all like, the time. I forgot my sandwich. I forgot my sandwich
again.
You
know what? The sandwich thing was like a month, 2 months ago.
Hey, you know what? If you can still bring up the Facebook fact, I can bring up your sandwich fact.
Did I bring up Facebook in this episode? No.
No, but you still bring it up outside of the episode.
That's true. You do have 600 Facebook friends, and you don't know any of them.
It's not true. I've deleted at least 100
How many
people.
Do you have?
Oh, it's still 600.
Well, I said 600, and you don't know any
no,
of them.
No, you said 700.
You know me? You know me? Are you friends with Colby?
I didn't know Colby till tonight. Am I going to Facebook friend him now? Maybe?
You should, because you have 600 friends. You should friend him and everyone he knows, just because it wouldn't hurt.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. I guess on that note, I'll just leave.
Yeah.
Bye. Get out! Get out of my radio show. You could have one later.
Actually, we had ours
and
first.
You had it earlier, but still.
Yes. It's so hot all of a sudden. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Because I yelled.
When we
Colby sucked all the cool air out of the room.
When we went to break, I was just like, dude, it's hot.
Yeah, it is. That's why you removed your blanket.
No, because it's hot.
So hot in here! All right. That's my favorite set. Actually, that's not true. That's my second favorite Colby and Colton clip. My favorite one, I can't make it to an ad because it's inappropriate. I will, however, play it for Colby. It's the AJ Cole's Taco Tico. Clip.
Oh man.
From the
I
best of.
That
is the funniest thing ever because of you.
You're going to have to show. You're going to have to let me listen to that cuz I don't remember it.
Yeah, I'll play
I
it for
listened
you.
To it yet.
It's hilarious. It's my favorite thing. Why are we talking about other shows on this show?
I don't know.
We're advertising.
This is a show by itself.
We are advertising. We should advertise some right now. Buy a shirt.
Are you with Cars?
Yes. We're going
to
get that. No, hoodies aren't for this show.
Well, you have other
hoodies. My show has a hoodie.
The hoodies make us more money, which is why Chris wants to get a hoodie, because every time someone buys a hoodie, she thinks she's getting some money.
I am.
Yeah. It's company money, and actually...
So technically it goes to me before it goes to you. Ah, bum, bum.
I'll just steal his share.
I know.
I do get more
Just like
than
I paid him back by giving you the $20.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she went and spent it on something.
Which she would have done anyway if we wouldn't ask you for money.
Yeah, but I like would have liked to know that I at least had it.
For
yeah,
a millisecond.
You didn't need to know.
I guess I didn't.
Clearly. Because she spent it. So it didn't really matter.
I don't have any power in my relationship anymore.
That's what happens when you're in a relationship. You lose the power.
That's
maybe. Sometimes.
No, that's 100% true. Unless you're in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, then Vs keeps the palace.
That was really disturbing. Colby, dominatrix, go!
Bend over.
Oh my god! It's really disturbing how good he is at these voices. So frightening, actually.
Yeah, I could just
how come we always end like a break on something really awkward that we can't move past?
Because no. Because I'm new and it's you can just blame it
no,
on me.
No, that
just
was
blame
Colby,
it on me.
And I believe the first time was me. Me and Colby ruined the show.
I think I do bring a cancer to shows. I'm pretty sure it's
I'm
me.
I'm a show cancer. I'm the malignant tumor on the cancer of life. Wait.
What?
That didn't make any sense at all. It sounded cool, but it didn't make any sense at all. It sounded really awesome, though. So, get a bumper sticker that says that. People be like, huh? That's so deep, I don't understand it. I'd be like, it doesn't make sense, dude.
It's not supposed to.
Yeah, that was the point of the joke. I wish I had the thank you, that's the joke clip. I can play that. But I don't think I have that one.
Sorry, I kind of stopped listening to you because I was thinking about other stuff, so... I'm sorry.
Thanks. Thanks for paying attention to the show,
Katrina. It's not the show's fault. It's not your fault. I do it in everyday life. I just kind of zone out.
I was thinking about all the shows waiting for me on my DVR player.
Thinking about riding my buggy back to my apartment.
Exactly.
And my horse.
Are you going back there tonight?
No. I don't have air conditioning. No, I'm not going back there tonight.
I'm curious.
So I
what happens if Colby ends up staying here? You'd share a bed with him.
No, I don't.
No, you have to.
No,
I'm
I don't.
Saying it's a stipulation for staying here.
No, I don't, because I told Chris that I called dibs on couch, so... Colby, I called dibs on
and
couch.
Colby has... That's actually Colby's couch. He actually gave it to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can sleep on the other one.
Colby's fine, white leather couch from his pimp dome.
We do have two couches.
Exactly.
I call my couch. Please, when we have money, make a studio for our show and call it the pimp dome.
I'm down.
That's awesome. That sounds like the greatest thing in the world, actually. We should end the show. Dominatrix, Pimp Dome, end of show. Sounds great.
Good enough.
I can't. Now we're going to make... I'm going to steal an idea from this show for Seth and Colby, and we're going to make a shirt that says Pimp Dome.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
It was between Pimped you over. And Colby, so you can just have at it.
I'm not making a shirt that says that.
Do it.
I'll make a special run just for you.
All right, good.
All right, friends. That's it. The show's over. Thanks for listening. Bonus show on Friday. $1.99. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we've got several ideas.
We do have several ideas. We just don't know which one.
Which one are we going
to
do yet?
Yeah. So yeah, bonus show on Friday. It's only $2. It's uncensored and it's commercial free, and we get really personal on those things.
Like, and I'm getting excited.
Yes.
I've moved to town. We get to do shows now.
Yeah, we can do shows every day if she
Yay.
Wants to. We won't.
No, we won't.
We could. The
if we
capability is there. Also, we could do a Seth and Colby show every day, but
yeah.
we won't.
Yeah,
because,
no.
But we could.
Could.
But we won't. In
he
fact, actually, I will make this promise to you.
If
you guys buy $7-8 million worth of merchandise over the next
I'll go with 8
week or so,
yeah.
like between the two of us,
we will do 1 week's worth of Seth and Colby shows, and then retire in Cabo. I mean, forever. Until the end of our career, we will do shows. It'll be great. Life and Seth and Colby. Schmitty and I will do my own show called What I'm Going to Spend My Money On with Seth Neiman and just me. That's what it would be called. So, yeah, anyway, duo.com/shop. Check out the shirts we have there. It is very helpful for us, even though Katrina is no longer whipping her horse furiously to get here from Onega every day, and now she's a few miles away.
My horse will appreciate that.
We are still desperately poor. Katrina's in college.
It's true.
And
I have a horse and buggy.
Yes.
He needs food.
And I'm an overworked Jew.
Alcoholic.
I always need my aunt alcoholic. Grey Goose is expensive, people. It don't grow on trees. So it's wheat. So anyway.
oh, I can supply that.
Not anymore.
I know, we cut that. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks for listening, and we shall see you guys next week.
Bye.
This is Life.
Shit to me. Pick it up. You won't.